Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He made you for His glory. The form of man in this life and then the form in the next life will be completely different. Will take on its own form. Even the seed, it came from that seed that was planted in the ground. It will be completely different. And he goes a little bit farther. Let's go a little bit farther with this, okay? Verse 39. Kind of explain it a little more. All flesh is not the same. He compares them. But there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beast. These are land animals. Another of fishes. These are animals in the sea, and another of birds. These are fowl of the air. So look, it's interesting. He talks about mankind. He talks about the beast on land. He talks about the fish in the sea. He talks about the bird. He covers the whole spectrum. Land, sea, air, and earth. He covers it all. You know, they're all different. All, God made them. Matter of fact, God, He's a God of variety. He loves that. He made them such. Notice they are all different, but they have one kind of flesh. In other words, for those Charles Darwinites who believe in evolution, there's one kind of flesh. There's another kind of flesh of beast. In other words, we did not come from animals. We did not have some little amoeba that crawled out of the sea. You know how the, and over millions of years, we became a, we walked around like a, you know, a bone in our nose. Yeah, they draw troglodytes carrying a club and all, living in a cave, you know, pulling their wife by the hair. We didn't. We came from Adam. Adam, apart from Christ, even Solomon, Adam was the most intellectual man ever to live, apart from Christ. God created him perfect. Innocence. He had enough sense. Well, God brought, there's a monkey. There's a tiger. If God brought that to me, I'd say, I don't know what that thing is. You know, he named all the animals and all these things. God. When I think about this, I learned a poem when I was a little bitty kid. It goes something like this. Once I was a tadpole, small and thin. Then I was a frog with my tail tucked in. Then I was a monkey climbing in a tree. Now I'm a doctor with a PhD. You got to be a fool to believe that. He made us. And that's why this verse is so important. All flesh is not the same. There's one of flesh, of men, beasts, fishes. We see all that. We're all, God gave different forms to His creation. All are distinct from each other. We are different than the animal life. We were joking yesterday about somebody. Eric talked about his dog. Eric, where's Eric? Oh, there. That's right. They have their own class back there. Okay. I didn't know Eric had a dog get run over. Did you know that? Eric and Sarah, son, he talked about some dog getting run over. And I was joking about all dogs go to heaven. You know, that, remember that movie and all? I was joking. You know, there's a difference between us and animals. We have the ability to worship our Creator. We are able to communicate with our Creator. Where animals don't, now, an animal can, we have a dog, a little dog. Anybody wants my little dog? You have to fight Caleb. We tell that dog to sit. You know what that dog does? Yeah, he does. They sit. She sits. Okay. Tell him to roll over. You know what she does? She just sits there. That's the only thing we taught her to do was sit. Anyway, you know, but we're so much different than animal. We can communicate. And that's what Paul is saying. They're different than we are. All right, let's go a little bit forward. And he goes a little bit farther. Verse number 40. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, what he's talking about, celestial refers to things that are located or associated with heaven, the heavenlies. Terrestrial refers to things that are located or associated with land or here on earth, terra firma. And God made us different. There, for instance, the angels are different. He made them celestial beings. He made us terrestrial beings. Right now, we couldn't handle heaven. We're terrestrial. But one day, and that's what the rest of these are going to talk, rest of these verses, one day he's going to make us able to inhabit heaven. Amen, preacher. That's the resurrected body. We can't deal with it right now, okay? Let's go a little bit farther. God has created some bodies for heaven and some for earth. While our present bodies are adapted for this earth, our resurrected or glorified bodies will be able to adapt to heaven and for eternity. And that's what this verse is saying. There's different bodies, celestial and terrestrial. Verse 41. There's also one glory of the sun and another of the moon and another glory of the stars, which is in plural. And Temple would know this better than me. Every time Temple preaches, I'm just amazed at the knowledge this guy has. And I still remember about, he gave a devotion years ago about the number of the stars and how not only they were different, how far apart in the light years. You remember that, Temple? I don't remember all the number of years you said it was to travel one star and billions of light years. But God made every one of them different. Every one of them. And that's what Paul is saying here. For one star differs from another star in glory. In glory, it means his in purpose, in form, and in purpose. Verse 42. Now, so also, he said all of that about all the different flesh of the animals. They're all different. The sun, the moon, the stars are all different. And then he used that phrase, so also. He brings this resurrection of the dead now into vogue. Because people say, what kind of body are we going to have? Is there a resurrection of the dead? And he brings it into it. So also is a resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. The word corruption means destruction or perishing. Kendall was over at the house this week. You know, he's in law enforcement. He went to his doctor. He had a little, not major, but some issues. He's 25 years old, and the doctor was telling him about a few of us. Said, can you imagine 25 years old have a little bit of health problem? That's what law enforcement does to you. Matter of fact, true statement. The average life of a law enforcement when they get out, when they retire, is 4 years. Kendall's going to beat that, by the way. But anyway, he was talking about it. And the doctor told Kendall, you know, hey, all of us are dying a little bit each day. Some just die a little quicker than others. And that's what he's talking about. It is sown in corruption, this body. It's a sinful body. And it's dying every day. But it's raised in incorruption. The word incorruption... It literally means without sin, it's no longer destructive. Our bodies are placed in a grave in a condition of a fleshly. It's sinful, and it's dead, our flesh. However, when we are raised in incorruption, it's a beautiful, glorious, and perfect body. Sinless, without defects or deformities. And I wrote that down myself because I can't wait to get to heaven and I get a new body. Sinless. 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 That's the icing on the cake is without deformities. I grew up with buck teeth. You know what buck teeth are? It was so embarrassing. Teenager had pimples all over me. I say all that to say this. In heaven, won't be none of that. Well, I think we'd be about 30 years of age as God created Adam, full-grown man. There won't be babies in heaven. Thank you. Now you diverted me off my lesson. See, there won't be any babies in heaven floating around on wings, okay? All of these aborted babies, all of these miscarried, we have a baby who's miscarried. He or she's going to be in heaven one day. God gives it a body as it pleases him. We just read that. These aborted babies, God knows every one of them, and God will give he or she a body as it pleases him. So let you know, there won't be babies in him. I believe they'll be about 30 years of age. I can't prove that from scripture, but as God made Adam a full-grown man, I think that he will. Now, in the new heaven, new earth, during the millennium and for eternity, there will be babies. And remember, we looked at that in the millennium because we'll be glorified. Boy, you've messed me up now. I'm on a whole nother subject.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.